Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Text line coming in. This is coming from a Cowboys fan. Y'all can have Zion. I'd assume he's probably not as bad as Dallas's defense is. I would assume that he's probably not somebody they got to have.
Weak ass Cowboys.
Hopefully D'Amico can coach him up and have him be able to be viable around that piece. Hopefully that is the case. But text line coming through. We'll get to here in just a second. The one thing Clint believes the Texans need to stop saying and doing. I hope they make the move with the OC and make Jerod Johnson the OC. Do it now. I mean, you're running into similar things of like, you know, I mean, how different? Like, is this going to be? I mean, you're running into somebody else who has not called plays. But I know CJ, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, the interesting thing there is one, he has not called plays, but I think even more interestingly is he's been in a building. And this is the second guy in a row that supposedly this is a collaborative effort, right? Everybody in the building, D'Amico will tell you, Nick will tell you, it's a collaborative effort, man. We're all in this thing together. And I just, I'm not saying that I would be against it. I think 3 weeks in, that's a tad strong, bit aggressive. Yeah. I think you got to give Nick Caley more than 3 weeks, I think, to be fair. I don't know that if halfway through the season, if they know, if D'Amico knows this clearly isn't it, I'm not – Hell, I would try Jerod Johnson and see if you've got your next play caller right there in house. Absolutely. I don't know about 3 weeks in. No. But I really struggle, Ron, with the in-house moves because, again, I mean, this has been sold. This isn't like Chip Kelly came in here and said, everybody shut up and listen. This is my staff. And if, you know, I'm running this show, I'm going to delegate, but you're going to do everything I want to do. And it's not working, so you cut the head off the snake, right? I mean, this is supposedly a collaborative effort of everybody involved having a role and having input and things of that nature. So it's hard for me to get to the point of elevating somebody within, especially this early.
Yeah. All right. D'Amico Ryan spoke on the coach's show yesterday, and he talked about the process of how they get this thing moving in the offense in particular, but this thing moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I do not because I know the process.
Right, right
I know
right.
what we're teaching. I know sure. what works. It hasn't changed.
Right.
It's just a matter of everybody just making sure we're doing first and foremost what we're coached to do.
Right. Right.
Right. If we start there, let's do what we're coached to do. Know what we're coaching. We know our process and how we structure the week, how we practice. I know it works.
Yep.
Now, when it gets to game day, are we executing and doing the things that we need to do? That's winning football, yeah. Right? And if you play winning football on Sunday, that's what it's going to tell you. You got to play winning football on Sunday.
All right, there it is. I know for you, hearing that, we've heard similar statements a lot, and that's something you feel like they should maybe look at moving on.
Yeah, I just think they need to stop saying and doing that stuff, man. I mean, this process over results, the stick to the process. It's just not real. I mean, I could lean into it, and I really liked it when D'Amico was getting all the bad apples out, getting all the cancers all out of the building, and they were building this roster, and they were still clearly short of you know, the players that were going to take them there. But you're here, man. I mean, you've got everything built the way that you want, or at least you expect to have everything built the way that you want it. And whatever the process is on offense, it needs to change, right? I mean, I guess I could see the process conversation. Like, D'Amico's got this thing figured out on defense. Doesn't matter who you plug in. You can cut guys can get hurt. You plug them in, you still play a high-level defense. They know defensively. I can agree with that. They know defensively what the process actually produces, right? They know the fruit that process is going to bear on the defensive side of the football. Stop saying it about the offensive side of the football. You guys don't have anything figured out offensively. You don't have a clue of what you're doing, of whether it's going to bear fruit or not. Nobody does. And the reality of it is what you're doing offensively is going the wrong direction. And so I don't know. I'm just the whole – during times like this, when your offense is one of the worst offenses in football, when you are further away from getting things right that were your main priorities – 3 months ago than you were 3 months ago, you're going the wrong direction. Nobody wants to hear about processes and staying the course and trusting and believing. You know, there clearly offensively some things need to change, and whatever's been going on has not been the right path, the right journey, the right process.
Is your thought that they need to come off of their current processes, or that they need to stop talking about this?
Well, no, I think offensively they need to figure out what that process is going to be.
It's got to be different.
I'll argue that installing a new offense, and now that we know the offense stinks, like the process you use throughout training camp of just unleashing the hounds on the offense, on these tackles, and on C.J. Stroud was a poor decision. You know, the having C.J. Stroud stand at the line of scrimmage with everybody bunched in tight and trying to process what's going on is not a good – it's not been a good result that process has brought about. I don't know, it's almost like a crutch, you know what I mean? Like that since they've gotten here, and that's kind of a Nick Caserio deal too. The process thing is almost like a crutch. If we're just gonna blindly commit to this process and hope that guys can execute better, that's a tough pill for me to swallow. Right?
Yeah. No, I
like you're gonna stick.
It's just hard to believe in whatever their processes are because we've just not seen any.
But
any
a,
of it
a
work.
Big part of their process. Let's just take the pass protection for instance. Like a big part of their process is sticking to the techniques and mechanics and getting them right. We've been hearing that crap for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And your pass pro still stinks. Like who's coaching these guys? These guys are pros. I mean, we've had some of the highest paid guys in the game in here.
Yes.
Like it can't be about just stick to work your techniques and mechanics. That process has to be adjusted on the offensive side. In particular, yeah. I guess I'm just tired of hearing it. You know, no, covering them and being a fan. Like I'm just tired of hearing the process over results and process and then the results are just you go out there. And it's like, I mean, because this offense. I mean, I hope like hell D'Amico Ryans isn't looking at this offense and going, well, we've played three close games. Let's keep doing what we're doing. I'm afraid that's what that's how he looks at it. But God, I hope that's not what they're looking at.
Growing.
Because this offense is bad.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I just don't know. I don't know if they're, as I said to you earlier, equipped to go ahead and be able to make these sweeping changes.
Didn't have no problem with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. That was a sweeping change.
Yeah, that's just taking somebody out. This one is, hey man, we got to change. We got to change what we do.
What they're doing offensively can't be no better for this football team than C.J. Gardner-Johnson was.
Maybe they look at it and say, all right, we were more, you know, Patriots, my time at the Patriots for Nick Caley, and maybe let's shift more to my time with Sean McVay. Maybe that style of offense works better.
Okay,
That's a different. I don't know that they're going to do that. I don't. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll get you ready for tomorrow, a little thirsty Thursday. Buffalo Wild Wings will be in spring. We'll tell you more about that. And look, a big positive. This was something that we were having some concerns. A big positive that I think we can now take a deep breath on with the Texans. We'll discuss that coming up next.